Hey there, it's Charlie Bowen with the 1937 Flood. You know, the folk process in music is interesting. Sometimes tunes begin in the foggy ruins of time, as Bob Dylan might say, did say, and then make their way into contemporary songs. For instance, Jimmy Driftwood's The Battle of New Orleans in 1814, we took a little trip, began life as a fiddle tune called The 8th of January, which is still played by the pros today. And sometimes the folk process works in the other direction. In other words, a composed tune enters the hearts and minds of traditional musicians and takes on a false narrative of antiquity, sort of going native. A case in point is the Canadian-American tune called Ookpick, which began surfacing on the fiddle contest circuit in the 1970s with rumors of ancient roots among Native Americans. After all, the name itself is an Inuit word for snowy or for Arctic owl. Well, despite all those stories about being some time-honored Eskimo waltz, Ookpick was written by a late British Columbia fiddler named Frankie Rogers, who actually published it in a book of his compositions in 1965. Okay, fine. But whatever its providence, it's a beautiful melody, one that Doug Chafin brought us a few years back. On this track, recorded a couple of weeks ago, Doug starts the tune with his rich, warm guitar. Then we hand it off to Paul Martin and his mandolin, while Doug switches to his fiddle to bring the song to a sweet conclusion.